Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And the fields are turning, and the temperatures are rising. I see the factories are burning, where the wheels keep it turning. Well, I've seen that you grow now, with the horses you ride. Gonna have your say now, see the new horizon.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to New Moon Rising Radio right here, VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com. I'm Brady Hicks, the voice of New Moon Rising Wrestling. I have with me, as always, our announcer, the young upstart that that took over the world there for about a year, and it's coming again real soon, guys. I can feel it. I'm joined by Cliff Light. What's going on, Cliff? How are we feeling today?
Doing pretty good, Brady. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing awesome. I'm coming off a great weekend. And yeah, you know, every time I look back at these old clips from New Moon, I feel reinvigorated. You know, I think you guys should as well. It's an exciting time. New Moon, the feeling is it's comeback is right around the corner, Cliff. I feel like the dark days are behind us, maybe.
I'm there with you. I mean, every time I go back and watch a couple of these matches, I get ready, you know, get pumped up, get excited again, and hearing the news that, you know, we're just pretty much right around the corner, it gets me even more excited, pumped up to get it going.
So many exciting developments the last couple of weeks, and this talk of maybe a venue on the horizon, I can't wait. Guys, let me give out the number if you want to talk to us, be part of the show, 855 VOC Radio. That's 855-862-7234. That's the number if you want to call in and be a part of New Moon Rising Radio. As I said, we're not set yet, but we're getting close. And today, Cliff, I want to talk about something, a match that's really near and dear to my heart. It's from Ides of March 2013. It is the main event heavyweight title match between Tank Toland, who defends his title for the first time. A man who he thought was his own friend, a guy that he battled alongside at the Brawl for It All ladder match that we did a few months ago on this very show, a guy that was the United States champion, you know, and there was a real feeling like these guys were close, and it kind of changed very quickly.
Yes, it did. I mean, as you remember going back earlier on that show, I interviewed Mike Reed about him, you know, being part of that tag team, winning the Brawl for It All on my show, The Spotlight. And the interview made a little bit of a turn because the crowd wasn't with Mike. And all of a sudden, Mike made the announcement that he was becoming one of the lead members of the Burgundy Brigade, and, you know, pretty much left Tank hanging by himself.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. I remember that, and it's like, I mean, you talk about selfishness, you know, you talk about a desire to be the champion above friendships or partnerships or whatever. Mike Reed, the former hotshot, he became the Upgrade. And he upgraded several times during the course of New Moon Rising Wrestling, but there were a lot of people who thought him joining up with that slimeball, Slim Burgundy, that was a real downgrade, you know? Certainly, the fans that were on Mike Reed's side didn't stick with him very long.
No, that was, I mean, once you got yourself aligned with that Burgundy Brigade, whoever was behind Mike switched and started booing him and letting them know how they really felt about him joining being a member of the Burgundy Brigade, even though he was a U.S. champ and helped the company, you know, get to another level after Raw for it all. I mean, aligning yourself with a guy like that, it'll happen.
Right, right, absolutely. And you look at some of the other members of the Burgundy Brigade at the time, guys like Nathan Avery and the center of attention, Mark Angel. And, I mean, these guys, Pat Walsh is another one that comes to mind, guys who were up-and-coming guys in the company, you guys who hadn't really necessarily made a name for themselves in New Moon, per se, you know, who had traveled the indie scene or whatever, but these were guys who were on a vendetta to kind of prove themselves. But Mike Reed, I mean, Mike Reed had been a top star in New Moon almost from the beginning.
Yes. I mean, you're going to give, I don't know, we're sitting there giving Burgundy Brigade a little bit of a bad name, but you got to give it to Slim Burgundy, the leader of the group. I mean, orchestrating this and bringing a guy like a Mike Reed aboard with, you know, the two younger guys of Pat Walsh and Nathan Avery in it, and a guy like Mark Angel, who's been around. I mean, you get a guy like Mike Reed to be in that group to help elevate them to legit status. I mean, remember after this match, you know, that was a main event there, and they also main event at the next, you know, was a headline part of a main event of another show. So, I mean, that, with Mike Reed joining them, that elevated the Burgundy Brigade to main event status for a couple shows right there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Cliff. It did, and they quickly became the most hated faction in New Moon, which is really saying something when you figure the Me Society's floating around there. But that was where we were at. And then on the flip side, we got to talk real quick before we take the break and get to this match. I have to talk about Tank Tolan. You know, former WWE star. We've done a couple of his matches on the show already, and Tank Tolan, this was, you know, he already had the title, so it wasn't his coming out party, but this was the night when Tank Tolan kind of showed that, like, he's the kind of guy that you could build a company around, you know?
Yes, I mean, I was definitely a match. This, I mean, like you said, he was already the champ, he was already established, but this was more out of a coming out party, but to show, you know, he is our showcase of what we want the company to become and what should end up becoming with him being the champ for the next few months.
Well, there you go. So here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to take that real quick commercial break. We got to get that out of the way. We got to pay the bills. But on the other side, we're going to bring you from Ides of March 2013, the main event match. Heavyweight champion Tank Tolan taking on his former best friend, the Upgrade, Mike Reed, the United States champion, in a heavyweight title match. We'll be right back, guys. Oh, and if you want to call in, be a part of the end of the show, 855-VOC-RADIO. We'll see you right on the other side. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, driving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls. Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern
every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls
to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as more than stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed,
and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one thing.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
In Burgundy, he says, I saw potential. I want to help these guys get even better than they can be.
Well, he has a certain veteran flair.
He does.
I mean, he's been around the business, what, 14, 15?
He also has a pedigree to that group that it just didn't have before.
Well, they certainly didn't have a champion. They could have a double champion here tonight. And the thing is, Tank Dolan, he is a dummy. He might be outsmarted by the upgrade, Mike Reed.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be opposite Tank Dolan. I will say that.
Now, see, is this your champion? Your champion is somebody who's going to say, what is going on? They're children's friends.
Having fun.
Having fun?
No.
Making an obscene gesture?
He didn't make an obscene gesture.
Sure he did. He was pointing to his... Well, never mind.
He was scratching his leg.
Look at that. He's arrogant.
Trunks can get pretty sweaty.
He's arrogant.
He knows he's the best right now. Being proud of being the champion.
It's disgusting. A man like that, you look at a man like that, you see all these things. You see all these things. You remember when you were in high school and you got shoved into a locker by the quarterback? Do you remember that?
I couldn't fit in the locker, Steve. They were like little and thin, and we didn't have football in my high school. So I was fine.
Anyway,
I was a nerd. I wasn't a nerd.
The bell's rung, and these two are ready to lock
Look
up.
Look at that.
You know what? Get ready for a clinic.
Like two lions circling. You know there can only be one.
Here we go. The lockup.
We're lobbying for power position right now.
Where's the count? Where's the count? They are on the ropes. Where? Anthony Rock not doing his job.
He was waiting for them to get to the corner. I will say, if I want a referee to maintain order, I would pick Anthony Gigante for this match. I will say that. Mike Reed, keep motioning to the ladder.
Well, not only that, a clean break pick. Why don't you give him credit for that?
You want credit every time something he does something right? Little left takedown, but definitely an arm drag.
These two, the pace will quicken. I can guarantee you that. Tank Dolan just getting warmed up. Upgrade Mike Reed. We haven't even seen anything really out of him yet, but we're going to see it.
You know what? You know what, Dean? It might be to Mike Reed's benefit that Tank Dolan wasn't here last month because he didn't get to hear all the nasty things that Mike Reed said about him.
He didn't say much about Tank Dolan per se. He said, hey, he was handed everything. And that is true. He was handed.
How can you say that?
He was handed the heavyweight championship opportunity. Who said why was Hank Dolan the man chosen? If they won that match, why was he chosen to have the heavyweight title? Because he gets everything he wants.
Because he should have beaten Jake Bishop the month before.
He gets everything he wants.
He should have beaten Jake Bishop the month before.
He has everything handed to him. Hank Dolan has had everything in his career handed to him. He hasn't worked hard. He's had because
he hasn't worked hard.
He has that.
Are you insane?
And I'm tired of seeing it myself.
Hank Dolan is the definition of hard work and getting to the top by your own.
And Mike Reed isn't. And Mike Reed isn't.
Mike Reed is the United States champion, and I'm very excited for Mike Reed.
Wait a second.
But at the end of the day, Hank Cohen is the one who climbed the ladder and won Mike Reed that U.S. title. You remember that.
Just 2 months ago, Hicks. Actually, I didn't see it. But 2 months ago, Hicks. I remember you were singing the praises of Mike Reed.
I am. And I'm not being disrespectful now.
You
but at the end of the day, Hank Cohen did win Mike Reed in the United States title.
And look, and watch that match.
Front face lock by the top star in New Moon Dean. And until he gets knocked off his perch, he is the top star. You can't argue that.
I can't argue.
But you're not right.
Everything was handed to him.
He should have beaten Jake Bishop in December.
Don Warren, his best friend, who do you think was behind the apology last month, Hicks? John Warren.
That had nothing to
Tank
do with
Cohen.
Tank
Cohen. Give me a break. It had nothing to do with Tank Cohen.
Tank Cohen wasn't even here. What's wrong with you? You should have had to kiss Tank Cohen's feet.
That's a little disgusting.
You should have had to. And in the dirty old proving grounds, no less.
Now, anyway, back. Tank Cohen controlling things here with a side headlock.
Side headlock takedown right now. Tank Cohen, he's in control. You can't argue that.
They're still in the feeling out process.
There you go.
Mike Reed, of course, using that veteran knowledge to roll him up. And Tank seeing that has adjusted.
Well, you know what? We have two veterans right now, so you're going to see a series of adjustments, a series of jockeying to get the upper hand. I think you've got to give the power edge to Tank Cohen. Can you, or you're not going to argue with that, are you?
I'm not going to disagree with that. Tank Cohen is a powerful man. Obviously, he has worked out on his body. He has. He really has. At least in the gym, he has worked hard. There you go. You see the superior ring. Oh, what happened there?
Well, Tank refusing to quit. Let's quit Burgundy. You know, Burgundy's going to get help.
Oh, beautiful maneuver. Oh!
He deserved that. And so did...
Nice.
Every member of the Burgundy Brigade is getting what they believe. Oh!
Oh, but Mike Reed, one step ahead. A lot of action happened there.
That was smart.
Tank Dolan pulled off by Slim Burgundy. I believe he was trying to help Slim Burgundy out. Or Slim Burgundy was trying to help him out.
Like grabbing his foot and pulling him off the apron?
No, he had his shoelace untied. So he's trying to help him out. How does Tank Dolan repay this gratitude? Quite striking both members of the Burgundy Brigade who happened to be there to say, Tank, you're shoelace.
You talk about guys having things handed to them. Mike Reed just had this opportunity handed to him.
What opportunity? What are you talking about?
He had the opportunity to drop kick a distracted Tank Cohen outside the ring. And now Cohen is down because he landed on concrete, because of interference, because when the Burgundy Brigade is out there, it's always a handicap match.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. They were just trying to be helpful. But anyway, back into the ring. We have Mike Reed. Reed into the post, into the corner, down he goes. My goodness. My goodness. Tank Cohen is in a bad way, and I love it.
You better promise me you stay here. If I find out you're in the Burgundy Brigade, I'm going to be very disappointed.
That's never going to happen. Man.
Very disappointed.
That's never going to happen. Yeah. The only thing I'm going to do is...
Oh, just leave your banner down. It clearly doesn't deserve to be up that high.
Anyway, getting back to the action in the ring. Tank Cohen's still trying to get it.
Well, he's finally
his way back in. You know what a smart champion does? A champion like Jake Bishop. Jake Bishop, when he has nothing left. What does the champion have to prove? Nothing.
Well, you know what?
They're already champions.
You want to talk about smarts. Mike Reed knew enough to leave the ring and get back in. to keep the count alive so that Hank Holland didn't get counted out. There's some intelligence. So I will give Mike credit. Is he as good as Hank Holland now? I reserve judgment on that.
I think we're going to see here tonight. Here it is. Oh, come on. These fans cheering for Tank Dolan. Look at that. He obviously has something in his eye, and he's trying to help him out there, trying to get it off his face. That's the type of gentleman that Mike Reed is.
The fans, I don't know if you just noticed, Dean, being very vocal in support of their champion, Hank Holland. They love this guy, and I do too. Holland, he's somehow finding the way, rising to his feet, back elbow. Back elbow. Is he going to get out? It's weakening. He's out.
Come on, stop.
Imagine admonishing the fans.
This is horrible. I can't even hear myself sing. I'm so distracted. There's all this stuff going on. How can I properly do my job if I can't hear myself sing?
I'll wait for you to properly do your job anyway.
Well, I never, Nick.
Always getting involved, always sticking your nose.
Hicks, look, I made a promise to Don Juan, Tank Tolan's good buddy. They came up together. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
But I made a promise to Don Juan that I would not interject myself in any of these matches. I was hired to commentate, and that's what I'm doing.
Fair enough. Tank Tolan back on the outside. Mike Reed, he won't even give him an inch.
Mike Reed is a very smart individual. The more pain he puts onto this man, the worse it gets for Tank Tolan. Tank Tolan, of course, has had injuries throughout the year. And he is zeroing in on each one.
I can't believe the change in philosophy. The way Mike Reed has downgraded, in my opinion.
Downgraded? How dare you, Hicks?
I don't like the new philosophy. I think he was more than capable of winning any heavyweight title on his own.
What's going on here? The action spilled out of the ring. Mike Reed. Oh! Security is out in force.
Yeah, why is Big D Money out here?
Yes, this match is very chaotic. Oh, and Tank is attacking the Burgundy Brigade.
Tank Holland just fighting, just struggling to get back into the ring. Is Mike Reed going to let him in?
This is. Oh, Tank blocks it.
Mike Reed, turnbuckle for his effort. And now we got Tank, he's scaling.
What is, Mark Angel getting involved.
He needs to stop.
His shoelace is still untied yet.
That Slim Burgundy disgusts me. What's wrong with this guy?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I was distracted by Nathan Avery.
Well, there's a lot of distractions going on when the Burgundy Brigade's out here. Every match is a handicap match.
Nathan Avery was jaw-jacking with the referee. Mike Reed is now. Oh, no. This is a dangerous predicament. Reminiscent of the night that Tank Tolan won the title, they're both scaling, both at the top here.
Oh, this can't be good for either man. This is the kind of move that shortens careers, Dean.
Oh.
That could have been very scary. Very scary indeed.
Both men are down. Mr. Official, Anthony Rock.
It's okay. We're fine.
Men down. He's trying to strike one down. Oh, what's this?
What do we got here? The gunners are out. Oh, it's about time. Finally, the odds are even.
Both men are down.
Finally, we have even odds. That's fair.
Well, I understand, but what's going on with the match itself? Oh!
Well, right now,
crowd.
Challenger and champion are down.
Ty Reno.
The Gunners. The Burgundy Brigade going at it all around ringside.
Security is having a very difficult time earlier tonight. Oh! Mark Angel just went into the wall there. On the other side of the ring, Nathan Avery and Ty Reno going at it. Security trying to break this up.
Bedlam.
Anthony. Oh, and there's a trash can that's just been
good. Good. Mark Angel deserves to go in the trash.
My goodness. Nathan Avery looking worse for wear.
Here's my thing. It's good to see the Burgundy Brigade get some back. They're always doing 3-on-1, 4-on-1.
This is a dangerous predicament.
It's about time we have even done. And inside the ring, champion and challenger, both down. I have to say the gun has maybe caught tenfold in some time.
Oh, into the, oh my goodness. Some Burgundy can't
control. Crashing into steel.
Oh,
we're fighting to the back. But you know what? Burgundy Brigade has been neutralized. And that's what's important. Burgundy Brigade has been neutralized.
Tank Tolan.
Thank God. Clem Burgundy finally getting his.
Oh, and now they're going to go at it. And the odds have been even.
This is the way it should be. Oh, so you're admitting the odds were off kilter. Now, finally, if Mike Reed wins the belt, he deserves it. And if Tank Cohen wins, he deserves
it. Another one.
A drop kick.
Wow.
Cohen sending him into the ropes right now. Reed. Kicks to the midsection.
Here he goes. He's
lower in the knee. Ducks the knee.
No. Oh. My goodness. Tank gets up. Stay away from the power trip.
This is why he's the champion.
Oh, the tank turret.
The tank turret, and he can have him. What? What are you doing?
What? Why didn't Master Official Takate just...
Oh, I wish the Gunners had a 500-pound idiot to get involved and interfere with him. I hate him. You deserve that.
Well, Slim Burgundy has been neutralized.
But is it too late for Tank Cohen?
Oh,
a low blow.
No.
Mike Reed has the D-lift. This could be it, Dean.
This could be
we
it.
We have a new champion.
Two, and the goal has come to the Burgundy Brigade.
Tank Cohen kicked out.
No, he didn't.
It's the heart of a champion. These are the moments.
That was clearly a three.
We talk about the proving grounds. These are the moments where the grounds were proven, Dean.
Mike Reed can't believe it. Mike Reed cannot believe it. The frustration. The fans turning their back on him.
It's not over, though. We can have another knee lift right now. He's sizing them up, Dean. We could have an upgrade, too. Who knows?
Oh, he's going for his finisher to upgrade. Oh!
Oh! Tank reversal! That's just a super kick!
Oh!
Oh! The power trip! He hit him with the power trip! This is it! 2, 3, he got him! Yes! Yes!
Despicable.
It's moments like this. If I can encapsulate a moment, this is it.
When you stop encapsulating moments, Tank Dolan is still your champion.
Your face, though, Dean.
The winner of the match, and still the World Heavyweight Champion, Tank.
may very well be the champion, but he might not be a winner, Dean. But these are the kind of matches that shorten careers. Mike Reed being carried out by the Boom.
And there you go. I kind of cut it off a little early. That'll be a point for another show, no doubt, in the future. That was the beginning of the mysterious. I forgot about the mysterious videos there that began appearing and taunting Tank Poland at the end of the match. But let's focus on Mike Reed for today, and let's focus on Tank Poland, Cliff. We're pretty much out of time. We really only have time for some closing thoughts, but the intensity, the insanity of this match. I forgot about the Gunners getting involved. That was huge. Maybe we would have had a title change if those guys weren't helping Tank out a little bit at the end there.
Yeah, true. I mean, if Tank didn't have somebody that could tell him get his back with, you know, the Burgundy Brigade being around, you could have well seen Mike Reed become, you know, have the U.S. Championship and have the World Championship at the same time. But a good thing Ty and King Blackie came out to, you know, get his back to even up the odds a little bit.
Well, you know what? Like I said, we are pretty much out of time. This match ran a little longer than I sort of remembered it running, but it was great to be able to play it in its entirety for everybody. Cliff, closing thoughts. Ides of March, Tank Toland, Mike Reed, the upgrade for the heavyweight title. Closing thoughts on this epic encounter.
Oh, great match. I mean, if you talk to some of the fans that, you know, were regulars at our show, amongst those guys, I mean, this was one of their favorite matches with two of our, you know, top veterans in our company. I think I got much else to say other than that.
There's not much else you can say. Tank Toland, like I mentioned during the commentary track there, these are the moments that define a champion, and you talk about images, snippets of time. I will remember Tank Toland, that moment right before those mysterious videos started to play, holding the heavyweight title over his head, so excited, so proud. He vanquished quite possibly the biggest challenge that he had as champion. Anyway, guys, we do have to get out of here. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with New Moon Rising Radio right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Take care. Have a great week. We'll see you guys in two.
Gotta find himself a woman with the care of the people.